Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. New York Attorney General Tish James is suing the NYPD over an alleged pattern of excessive force committed against protesters, particularly during last summer's Black Lives Matter demonstrations.
The Attorney General says police participated in illegal activities to patrol what she described as largely peaceful protests.
They used grossly excessive force, including unjustifiably deploying pepper spray, batons, their bicycles, and even using their fists against protesters.
Andrew Smith joined a demonstration May 30th. He says an officer walked past white demonstrators, pulled off his face covering, pepper sprayed him, and bragged about it to colleagues.
I was no threat. I was not being aggressive or hostile, but somehow I was still assaulted by the police.
James wants a civil monitor to oversee reform, compliance, and accountability. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
In a statement, PBA President Pat Lynch blamed a failure of New York City's leadership, repeating what he has said before, that cops were sent out to police unprecedented protests and violent riots, he said, with no plan, no strategy, and no support. So far, no comment from the NYPD. Former presidential candidate Andrew Yang has become the latest Democrat to throw a hat in the ring for mayor of New York. He made his first appearance at Morningside Park today and outlined an agenda to help get money into the pockets of New Yorkers, especially during the time of COVID.
As mayor, we will launch the largest basic income program in the history of the country right here in New York. We will lift hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers out of extreme poverty, putting cash relief directly into the hands of the families who desperately need help right now. This is the type of move that our city leadership must make in this pandemic.
He's proposing a scaled-down version of the plan he had as a presidential candidate. It would give about 500,000 New Yorkers between $2,000 and $5,000 a year. Following today's formal announcement, Yang makes a number of stops around town. He's having lunch with the Queensborough president, and he'll also take a walking tour of Brownsville. Senator Chuck Schumer has been open about his hopes that incoming President Joe Biden will be better about getting federal COVID aid to New York than President Trump. Today, he got the news he's been waiting for. Schumer says the president-elect's transition team has committed to sending about $2 billion to New York City and state, covering 100% of pandemic expenses. Schumer says getting the aid deal done even before the inauguration shows, in his words, how we will be hitting the ground running come January 20th. Governor Cuomo announces another expansion to Penn Station. He talked about it during part four of his four-part State of the State address. He says the state plans to acquire an additional block south of Penn, allowing for the addition of eight more train tracks and the addition of two new tunnels under the Hudson River, plus the renovation of the existing tunnels. It's part of a $306 billion infrastructure plan that would also include a big round of renovations at the Javits Center.
We are expanding the Javits Convention Center with a 50% increase, a 1.2 million square foot expansion. This expansion will make the Javits Convention Center a national leader in attracting conferences and exhibitions. And it's going to be done this year.
The governor says there are also plans to expand the High Line north to Pier 76, which would be converted into a new park. Congressman Adriano Espaillat tested positive for COVID-19. He is now at least the fourth Washington lawmaker to get sick, after more than 100 were holed up during last Wednesday's siege at the Capitol, including several Republicans who had refused to wear masks. Espaillat was among those speaking on the House floor yesterday during the impeachment of Donald Trump.
He summons and dispatches mob to kidnap and hurt many of us. He is unfit to hold office. He summons and dispatches mob to assassinate Vice President Pence, to assassinate Speaker Pelosi. He is unfit to hold office.
Espaillat says he's quarantining at home and has been given both shots now of the vaccine. Another vaccination site in New York City at the Fort Washington Avenue Armory in Washington Heights. The latest state site to open is at Jones Beach, but appointments there are apparently booked up through April. More than 7 million New Yorkers are now eligible to get the COVID vaccine. Problem is, the state only gets 300,000 doses a week. Police investigate a murder and possible poisoning in Queens Village. This was at 22115 Hempstead Avenue.
In the hallway of the building, police say they found what a neighbor described.
A person that discovered the emotionally disturbed male in the hallway, they called 911. There were no 911 calls from the apartment itself.
NYPD Assistant Chief Joe Kenny says the man in his 30s told officers he'd hurt someone inside his family's apartment. Inside, they found the man's 72-year-old father dead of apparent stab wounds. A pair of scissors was nearby. And his mother, brother, and sister-in-law lying together on a mattress in the living room, unconscious.
FDNY responded to this scene to determine that there was no elevated CO levels in the apartment.
The three were taken to a hospital where they're undergoing tests to see if they ingested something toxic. They are expected to survive. The suspect is getting a mental health evaluation. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds in Queens Village.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!